Hello, we are back with another live preview show for Tidal Wrestling, and I'm joined by my good friends on the opposite side of the screen, Mike, Mad Dog, Angus. Great to speak to you again, my friend. How are you doing?
That is it, John. It's absolutely brilliant to see you, as always. The general manager of Tidal is in the house, and boy, are we excited to be back at the Parish in Huddersfield this coming weekend. Sunday, looking forward to it, 17th of March, and what a show we've got lined up for the people of Huddersfield, the people of Yorkshire who are coming to visit us. We are so excited for this one. It's going to be absolutely epic, Jonas, and great to see you as always, my friend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot to look forward to, a lot to talk about, a few matches that have already been announced. There's going to be some surprises on the day, so you're going to have to get your tickets. The details are scrolling along the bottom of the screen, and we are joined, as always, by the owner of Tidal Wrestling, Taj. How are you doing there? A bit of a late addition. We were wondering whether you were going to make it or not, but you are here for another preview show. Taj, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. Sorry, I had to feed the cats, so
slightly late. You seem to have extra cats this week, Taj. Where have they all come from?
Oh my God, I'm just collecting them.
We are live. We are live across Facebook, X, Twitch, YouTube, and of course we're live on Tidal Wrestling's Facebook page as well. So if you're watching this today, want to get in touch with the show, you can do. Send us your questions, send us your comments, send us your thoughts on the up-and-coming show, Sunday the 17th of March, from the Parish in Huddersfield. And I flashed up the poster earlier on. It's going to be the Iron Will Tournament, finals. And we're going to be talking about that match and various others that have been announced. But we are kind of only a few weeks removed from our last show from the New Cross Inn, aren't we, guys, in London? A terrific show, a packed house in the New Cross Inn for Goblins and Golems 2 and the qualifying matches for the Iron Will tournament and various other featured matches. But we'll talk about one or two of those, I'm sure, during the course of this live stream. But a hell of a show and my first taster of Tidal Wrestling. Mike, you were there. You were ringing out a scene, doing your general manager duties. Heck of a show, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely loved it. You know, it was great to be down in a new part of London that I've not visited before. And we had family and friends there attending. A lot of the wrestlers had, you know, friends and guests with them there at this show. It was really special atmosphere. And the New Cross Inn, it's only quite a small venue, but, you know, we had such a great show there. You know, great, just noisy crowd. And one of my absolute favourite matches was the championship match between Scotty Rourke and Dory Diablo. Those guys just tore each other apart and ended up fighting out in the street, you know, outside New Cross on a clip that has gone viral. You know, so many people have seen that clip of Scotty and Dora battering each other down the street. And then, you know, the tournament matches themselves were brilliant. Everybody really put in an epic appearance at that one. And you know, some surprising results as well. I think Artemis picking up a huge win over Ace Matthews was amazing to see. And obviously, Truman Roswell was great against Darice. That was another brilliant match. And just, you know, I just thoroughly enjoyed the show. And I think with it being sort of an early lunchtime show with the sun streaming in, it was just something very different. And for wrestling fans and also people who maybe hadn't been to wrestling shows before, I think everyone there had a great time. Everyone had a few drinks and it was a really good lunchtime show in London. And we are, of course, looking forward to being back there on October 19th. Later in the year, might be a bit more chilly, a bit more of a Halloween-y show, but we'll be bringing something special. Tidal will be back in London and we're looking forward to it already.
There we go. But so we're looking ahead this coming Sunday, just 4 days' time, Sunday the 17th of March for the Iron Will Tournament final. But let's have a look at some of the featured matches outside of the tournament, of course. And the first one we're going to talk about is this one here. And we're looking at Spike Trivé, one of the meanest heels, one of the biggest villains in all of Europe. And certainly one of the biggest villains in Tidal Wrestling, going up against Joe Blazer. Like I say, you've got the ultimate bad guy there, the ultimate mean villain against possibly one of the biggest and most popular baby faces, good guys on the UK scene, Joe Blazer. Taj, I'm going to start with you. That's you know, two top competitors on the UK scene, Spike Trivé tearing up everywhere he goes. I mean, he's renowned as being one of the nastiest, one of the meanest villains on the European scene, going up against Joe Blazer, who's had a lot of success in 2024 already. But your thoughts going into that one? It's going to be a heck of a match.
Yeah, it's the ultimate goody versus baddie. Joey Blazer, he brings the fun, the joy. The whole room changes as soon as he walks in. He's got the party atmosphere. Spike, on the other hand, he doesn't have that. He has a darkness. And
misery.
Yeah, absolutely. You just the two feels with just within a couple of minutes within each other of actually walking out, you'll be able to feel the tension and feel the emotions going around. And then to actually have a match with these two actually at title, I don't really know what to say other than that I'm absolutely stoked to have them both on the show. So much respect for both of them. I can't call it goody versus baddie. I know who I'm cheering for, but I'm not going to say because I don't want to get hurt. But yeah, it'll be a great match.
That's it. Our the owner of title has to stay impartial, unless it's anything to do with Ace Matthews, of course. And if you're watching us on replay or live on the stream, let us know in the comments who you want to win. Out of Joe Blazer and Spike Trevay. But Mike, I know that you know these two individuals very, very well. And yeah, this is going to be a great match for the title audience in the parish on Sunday.
Yeah, really, really excited about this one. Joe Blazer, obviously, I believe he's the Future Shock champion at the moment. He was a full lover wrestling the other week, did an amazing, exciting entrance. He's always, you know, dressed to the nines these days in some exciting, snazzy gear. One, for example, there. Look at that. Brilliant stuff. I saw him in a promo video this week talking to himself about an arm wrestling match, you know, so he's doing some amazing stuff. And he, as you said, he is a force for good in the industry. So a brilliant guy. Whenever you work alongside him, you know, you're filled with joy working alongside Joe. Really nice guy. Works so hard in the gym and works so hard at his craft. He's a brilliant athlete. Absolutely brilliant technical wrestler as well. And, you know, he is going to be somebody in the next few years who's going to be all across Europe and probably all across the world in the next few years. But he is running into probably the most dangerous wrestler in Europe, if not on the planet, Spike Trevay. And this is a man who has lost his Progress Championship in the last couple of weeks. And then he is going to be in a bad, bad place. And I think the Vulture is going to be coming to the parish and he is not going to be impressed whatsoever by anything that Joe Blazer brings, you know, the confetti, the brightness, the happiness, the joy. I think Spike Trevay is going to be the Dementor who's escaped from Azkaban and is in the field on Sunday, and he is going to be sucking the life out of everybody in that crowd. And look at that, potentially. I just hope that, you know, Joe Blazer is on a good day because Spike Trevay is going to be one of the toughest competitors he's ever faced. And I believe these guys have faced off in the past. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see who gets the win in this matchup for sure.
Yeah, you've got the ultimate superhero versus the meanest supervillain. And that is going to be a match worth the price of admission alone. Scan the barcode on screen or click on the link in the description to this, or just follow the details running along the bottom of the screen to be directed to get your tickets today. But a heck of a match. But one match or one individual we don't know too much about their kind of path on Sunday in the parish at Huddersfield is this guy here, HT Drake will be there. He will have an open challenge. Now, I know that HT has got a rich history in a title ring, guys. So I don't think we've seen, I think we saw him in January's show and then again early 2023. I think he's looking to be more of a force on future shows with Title Championship Wrestling. But HT Drake, he's going to have an open challenge on Sunday. Mike, I'm going to start with you. Any thoughts to what HT might have to say on Sunday or who his opponent might be?
Yeah, well, the Northern Grafter, he's trained a lot of wrestlers. He's been around on the scene for a long time. Very good wrestler. Can adapt to all sorts of different styles of wrestling. And he's somebody who I've seen do a bit of high-flying technical and also, you know, sort of submission maneuvers himself. So, you know, really good competitor. And he has opted to take this route where he's offering open challenges to people a title, which is, it can be dangerous because you never know who's going to come through that curtain. At the last show, he talked himself into trouble by saying that Hell was going to freeze over before he faced the competitor, and found he was on the receiving end of Blue Pain arriving on the scene there, which was amazing to see. But things ended up well for HT in the end, because Dara Diablo ended up getting involved in the fracas there and costing Blue Pain the match. So HT Drake picked up a big win in his first open challenge, albeit by a DQ. And then also Dara did get a choke slam from Blue Pain as well. So I think interesting one, but we'll have to see who steps through the curtain this time to face HT Drake. And it's going to have to be somebody who's a good competitor themselves, because HT is absolutely solid in the ring.
Absolutely. And once again, let us know in the comments who you'd like to see face HT Drake on Sunday the 17th from the Parish. But Taj, I know that you know HT very well. Like I say, he's got a rich history with title. And like I say, another open challenge. Any thoughts on that one?
Firstly, I just want to show my respect to HT Drake. Just always being reliable, you know, providing the rings for title and for other promotions, and just doing it so humbly, always on hand. So first of all, I have to show the respect that he deserves. And have an open challenge. I don't know who'd actually want to answer that. I know he's only been on the show a few times these last couple of years, so maybe he has, you know, some heat to work out in the ring, and I reckon we're going to see a different side, a very aggressive side to him. So good luck to whoever it will be. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting one for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of my kind of favourite moments and matches from the show at the New Cross Inn a few weeks back in London was Bullet versus Adonis Payne. And I've gone on the record on this show where I've shown my my love and my allegiance for Adonis Payne, one of my favourite wrestlers on the UK scene. Been following his career now very closely for the last couple of years. But it was a heck of a match between him and Bullet. It was a match that had been brewing, and the rivalry had been building for several months now, you know, for title fans and for title management. I mean, I'm sure Mike and Taji will agree that Adonis Payne came out on the losing ends, but put a very, very valiant effort when we were down in the New Cross Inn a few weeks back.
Yeah, he was absolutely excellent. And as well, Bullet, though, showed just what a tough competitor he is. And Adonis Payne stepped up, didn't miss a beat in that one. And it just came down to the fact that Bullet is just probably the biggest and best super heavyweight in the UK at the moment. That was the only way he beat Adonis Payne. That's just sheer power and size advantage. But Adonis Payne didn't give up for a moment. He battled all the way. And then obviously he's been offered this lifeline now by Memes at Sunday Show. Memes, who was offered a tag team match at the end of last year. And it was due to be Simon Miller was going to be Memes' tag partner, but Miller unavailable. And Memes has offered up this space for Adonis to step in and be his tag partner to face off against the tag team champions, Chase the Ace. So I know, for one thing, Ace Matthews is not happy about this situation whatsoever. I haven't heard from Chase, but I mean, these guys have just won the tag belts, and then they're facing off against an unknown quantity, the tag team of Memes and Adonis, who've obviously worked together in the past. So, exciting times. And as you said, Adonis, absolute rising star. So this is going to be, we could see the tag team titles change hands again in quick succession. Two shows on the run.
There we go. We did actually receive a video directly after Adonis's match with Bullets in the New Cross Inn. Let's see what went down, because I think Memes actually went to check on his longtime friend Adonis Payne. Here we go.
I know it didn't go your way. I know it didn't go exactly the way you wanted to, but you just earned Bullets' respect. You earned a lot of people's respect. You earned my respect. You already had my respect. You've been in my corner for a year, let's be honest. Every step I've needed you, you've been there. So I have spoken to Mike Angus, and he has said, and I know you've got Armis, but she's in the finals of the Iron Will. Mike Angus has said, if you and me want to tag for the tag team championships against Chase the Ace, that match is ours. You're going to pick yourself up. We are going to win those, finally win those tag team titles. And we are going to show Tyler exactly who we are.
It means I don't need to pick myself up. Yeah, I need to heal. I'm sore. But I've just proved I've got a lot of resilience. Chase Yates are going to have to kick the hell out of me. Because we're going to win them tag titles.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh, so. I need some rest.
There we go. And that was the immediate aftermath after Adonis Payne's match against Bullet a few weeks back in London, the New Cross Inn. Taj, like I say, nothing's been formally announced yet, but I know that Memes now has Adonis Payne back by his side. And Chase the Ace, they've got to be watching over their shoulder. And then, like I say, Sunday could be an interesting one.
Yeah, anything to upset Ace is completely okay with me. Like you said, you know, you showed your support for Adonis. I don't think, you know, I've hid how much I can't, you know, how much I detest that spineless what's it face.
What you really mean, Taj.
That's me holding back.
You were holding back there. I've heard a lot of words. Carry on.
I was trying, you know, like, what can I say? What can I not say? I can't swear.
Even your cats are shocked.
God, my cats are like, go get him, girl. Go get him. And I'm like, yeah, I will do. Put his face in the litter tray. But I can't stand him. If he loses, absolutely brilliant. I mean, you've seen the promo that he shot for me. Like, it's, you know, it goes both ways. It's there's no, you know, love lost there. Adonis, I have a huge amount of respect for. I mean, I used to like you know, Chase Martini as well, but like, I can't. Angus.
Well, I know something. I've noticed as well that Ace has said he's got a special message for you this week when we get there on Sunday. So I'm dreading to think what that could potentially be. But I can confirm now, live, Jonas, if you want to scoop, Jonas, that the match on Sunday will be for the Tag Team Championships. And I can guarantee that they are going to get their opportunity. Memes and Adonis will be facing Chase the Ace for the title Tag Team Championships. It's going ahead. I'm authorising it, no problem whatsoever. And let's see, may the best team win.
There we go. What an exclusive. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Taj. Flashed up a picture there of your current tag team champions, Chase the Ace, but they will be defending their titles. I'm sure they won't be too pleased about it, because I know that Ace was none too pleased when he saw that promo from Memes and Adonis just a day or so ago. But there we go. The management team have formally announced it. It will be the mean team, Adonis Payne and Memes versus Chase the Ace on Sunday. So all the more reason to get your tickets today. Just click on the link in the description to this, or just follow the details running along the bottom of the screen to get your tickets for the Parish in Huddersfield, the Iron Will Tournament Finals today.
I just have a little message as well, just for Ace, you know, just a special one. I know he's got an announcement on Sunday for me, but just to let you know, Ace, I'm always going to be one step ahead. So, you know, brush your teeth as you do at night, you know, make sure they're still on your mouth, and just keep, you know, looking back, because I'm going to be one step ahead.
There we go. Words from our owner. And Cara's watching us live at home. Thank you, Cara. Hello, everyone. Very much looking forward to seeing the crowning of the new Iron Will champion. And everyone to see the new Iron Will championship. And you will, if you're there in person, you will get to see what the Iron Will championship looks like for the first time. The exclusive reveal will be on Sunday. And thank you so much, Cara, for all of your help in everything you do with Tidal Wrestling, and for your comment there. Please keep them coming. We're going to be live. We're going to be talking about the other matches that have been announced, including the final of the Iron Will tournament, and a heck of a match. Lots to talk about there. But please keep your comments, your questions coming through.
Or hey, Jonas,
go on. Go ahead.
Before we get to that, Taj, didn't you have a special announcement to make on this show?
We've already had one exclusive, Mike. Do we need more?
I think Taj had something she wanted to say, Jonas.
It's completely gone past my head. What was I going to say, Angus, other than how much I hate Ace?
Well, we know that already, but I'm pretty sure you'd said to me there was something you wanted to mention about Jonas, wasn't there, on this show?
Hey, that one. Something nice, something I can actually smile about, something that I don't have to swear about, something that I can actually show my passion for and not have to hold back because I actually like you, Jonas. I think most of, anybody in this wrestling field, anybody that knows of you, knows about the podcast, you know, the number of people that you've interviewed, and I'm lucky enough to work alongside you doing these preview shows. We are very, we are very honoured and proud to be announcing Mr. Jonas as part of the senior management team. So, welcome, Jonas, thank you.
Isn't that lovely? Thank you so much. And I'm delighted to be on board Tidal Wrestling going forward alongside Mike and Taj and helping out where I can. But it's going to be an exciting future. I'm very, very excited for the opportunity, very grateful for the opportunity and excited to see where it all kind of lies. And first of all, we're looking ahead to Sunday, aren't we? But thank you for the opportunity, guys, and delighted to be part of the senior management team of Tidal Wrestling going forward. There we go, onwards and upwards. And let's talk about this match here then. We alluded to it earlier. Of course, the name of the show on Sunday is the Iron Will Tournament Finals. Yes. And let's talk about the final itself. And these were the four competitors that qualified, that won their respective semi-final matches, qualifying matches a few weeks back in the New Cross Inn in London, Smashing Mike, Vusik, Man Like Dries and Artemis, of course, those four competitors for the very best and brightest talents on the Tidal Wrestling roster in 2024 be competing in this Iron Will Tournament final. Now, Mike, I'm going to kind of hand it over to you. Just remind us of the rules for this final and any thoughts ahead of this this tournament final to be crowned the very first Iron Will champion.
Yeah, it's so exciting to have the tournament conclude up in Huddersfield. Obviously, the qualifying matches that took place down in London were absolutely brilliant. Smashing Mike beat Alf Edwards, the Suplex Merchant, in an amazing opening contest down in London. And then, of course, Dries bested Truman Roswell in the main event there. Big shocker, I thought, with Artemis, the Crimson Killshot, beating former champion Ace Matthews. But Artemis proved she's iron-willed in that one. And also, brilliant matchup between Bauer and Vusik, where Vusik just managed to overpower Bauer there. But, very impressed with the Belgian Bauer. He was a brilliant athlete. But Vusik, the title terminator, picked up the victory there. And these four are going to compete on March 17th on Sunday in the Iron Will Tournament Final, which is going to be contested in a four-way Iron Man style matchup, 20 minutes time limit, and the wrestler who picks up the most wins, whether it be by submission or pinfall during that matchup, is going to be our first ever the inaugural Iron Will champion. The championship belt will be brought out at the show and everyone will be able to get to see it, and then one of these four competitors is going to walk away with the Iron Will Championship on Sunday. So excited for that matchup. And looking back at Iron Man matches of the past, of course, the Bret Hart Shawn Michaels one, it was a classic that everyone looks back to. But even like some of the other ones, Kurt Angle had a couple of crackers. There's been amazing Iron Man contests, but I don't remember seeing a four-way Iron Man contest before in the past. So this is going to be pretty unique, pretty different. 20-minute time limit. Whoever picks up the most wins is going to be the brand new Iron Will champion right there in the Parish Huddersfield on Sunday. And we cannot wait to see what happens. All four great contestants, but only one can walk away as the champion.
Absolutely. Taj, I'd love to know your thoughts ahead of this one. It's been a very exciting tournament, four exciting semi-final qualifiers at the last show in London. Four excellent finalists that are very deserving and worthy of being part of that Iron Will Tournament Final. As Mike just explained, a 20-minute Iron Man or Iron Person match that will take place over 20 minutes. So very, very unique stipulations. Going to be very, very exciting. Any thoughts ahead of that one, Taj?
Oh, wow. It was a complete honour to start the tournament in what used to be my hometown. And you know, smashing Mike, Vusik, you know, Dries, all deserved winners. You know, a special shout out to Artemis. That was in particular one of my favourite matches, you know. But yeah, it's so exciting, like, to have a new belt and for it to be, you know, for the guy to have made it, especially, you know, as we kind of requested, and for him to hopefully be there on Sunday. He's been at the show for every belt he's kind of made. He's been at every first show of those. And it, you know, I feel that honour to have him there, and for these four contestants to, just battling it out. I don't know who's going to win. I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be difficult. I can't call a favourite either, because I think every single one of these have shown when they've been on Tidal that they are deserved winners, that they bring more than, you know, what they can do in the ring. Yeah. They've got personality. They've got people behind them. You know, just unique looks as well. So they've kind of got the whole package. In regards to who's going to win and the 20-minute time frame, it's nerve-wracking. Like, I don't even know where I'm going to sit, if I'm going to stand. Like, you know, it's going to be crazy. Me and the audience are just going to be losing our voices by that time. About a 20-minute time limit with the most amount of falls, like, I don't even know what's going to happen. But yeah, it's going to be, it could possibly be one of the best matches this year at Tidal. It could be a contender. I mean, the wrestlers in it are worthy enough to have, you know, match of the years. On a side note, every time four people kept get mentioned for opponents, I kept looking at the bloody cats in front of me. So, like, who would win? But no, it's this is a human fight, and who's going to win, I don't know, but there's going to be a mass amount of respect for all four wrestlers at the end of the day. I can't choose. Yeah. I love them all. Yeah, they all deserve it.
You said earlier you don't know where you're going to be sat whilst watching this. I don't think anybody's going to be sat down. I think everybody's going to be on their feet watching this one. Screaming at the ring. There's going to be so many different kind of bodies flying around, and the dynamics and the possibilities that could happen during this four-way Iron Will tournament final 20-minute Iron Person match. It's going to be tremendous. It's going
Iron
to
Will, Jonas. That's what I call it, the Iron Will.
The Iron Will, absolutely. And those are the four competitors. And get your tickets today. Get your tickets today. But Taj, I wanted to throw it back to you, because this past Friday was International Women's Day. I know that you put out some posts on social media, very, very passionate about that day in particular. Lots of fond memories of the important women that have played a part in your life. Obviously, speaking about the Iron Will tournament final with Artemis playing a part in that, of course. Any kind of thoughts back to Friday and what International Women's Day meant to you? And of course, you know, one person we haven't mentioned so far is Nina Samuels, our Tidal champion, Tidal Women's champion. Like I say, she's been a fantastic figurehead for the women's division, for UK wrestling and for Tidal as well. But any thoughts back to this past Friday?
Well, yeah, I think the post pretty much said it all, but just to summarise, just completely honoured and grateful to be in the position that I am. Just gonna keep knocking down the doors, trying to open more doors for women. There's always going to be people that, you know, will do that as well. But for me to be one of them, I absolutely, you know, appreciate that chance. And it's not something I take lightly. It's something I am very passionate about, and I will keep pushing forward. And I know that it matters, and hopefully one day, you know, there'll be less doors for people to open, and they can just be who they are, or, you know, it wouldn't even be a matter. But to have, you know, Nina as our champion, Nina 8 belts, almost 9 but 8. She's a superstar. Everything she does, you know, and the women before her, you know, that she won the belt off Rio, and then, you know, Rio beat Natalie Sykes for it. But yeah, all these women have contributed, and you know, women before that as well. So it's nice to be able to, for them to be passing on the torch. But in regards to Nina, she will be there on Sunday. She will be in a match. And again, it's a complete honor to have her there. She's a complete superstar. So I know what she's doing is inspirational as well. So again, to have her as a champion, have her there on Sunday, it means a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had, I think I'm pronouncing this right, Zane Bell watching us live. Watching us live via Facebook, genuinely looking forward to the match live. I'm sure he's referring to the Iron Will tournament final between those four fantastic competitors. Thank you for watching. Keep sending your questions, keep sending your comments, or let us know in the comments below who you think could end up being the very first Iron Will champion of Tidal Wrestling. To wrap things up, we've got one more match to discuss. And that's going to be the championship match, the title championship match between reigning defending champion Scotty Rourke versus Miles Kamen, one of the very best and brightest young talents coming up through the UK scene. But two fantastic competitors. I think that this is going to be a really, really tough match for Scotty Rourke. Will he scrape through just like he did against Dara Diablo in London a few weeks back? Miles Kamen will have some words about that. But Mike, I'm going to start with you. Two awesome competitors, two of the very best on the Tidal roster. Any thoughts ahead of that championship match this coming Sunday, Scotty versus Miles?
Yeah, another amazing matchup. And obviously, Scotty did brilliantly down in London. He's been all over all over Europe last couple of weeks. Sorry, he was in Milan last weekend. He's about everywhere, all over the scene. But is that going to catch up on him? You know, Scotty Rourke, he's a great athlete, great wrestler, and the fans are thoroughly behind him in the parish in Huddersfield. But is he burning the candle at both ends is the question I'm going to ask, because the problem he's got is he's facing someone, Miles Kamen, which is, I believe he knows him quite well, but Miles is just, the golden boy of British wrestling. He's, all over the show himself at the moment. He debuted at Progress just last week at the For the Love of Wrestling, and he is, an absolutely talented individual. This is going to be such a difficult title match for Scotty, and he already took a beating against Dara the other week, but Scotty, you know, I thought he looked strong still, John, as you said. It was a tough one for him, but he was I know they fought out into the street, but Scotty he's a fighting champion, the lost boy of professional wrestling. And, you know, he's absolutely always going to put it on the line. And he said he'll fight anybody. And we've obviously arranged for Miles to face him. And, you know, he'll take on all comers. And Miles Kamen is one of the best, you know, that'll come along. So looking forward to seeing this matchup. And it is going to be a tough one for Scotty, though.
Absolutely. But these two both had huge breakout years in 2023, really setting their mark on the UK scene, setting their mark on Tidal Wrestling. Taj, your thoughts ahead of Sunday and your thoughts ahead of that championship match? It's going to be a belter.
Scotty Rourke is definitely an amazing champion. He's holding on to that belt and fighting anybody and anything that will go, you know, in his way to take it from him. That match at New Cross Inn was absolutely amazing as well. Street fight. And Dara did his best. I think, you know, there's probably going to be a bit more with Dara being at Tidal or doing something else, or, you know, that's not the last of him, basically. But in regards to Scotty Rourke, he's a great champion. He's travelling around Europe. He's doing a great job. He is one of the best in the UK, I've got to say that. And in regards to Miles Kamen, I watched the interview that he did with you, and I've seen him wrestle before. He's very perfect in what he does. The way he presents himself, the way he comes out, all the moves he does, you know, it's just so perfect. He knows what he's doing and he is one of the best as well. So the match is going to be amazing to watch. But yeah, both these guys are definitely very interesting to see how they will be doing in a couple of years' time and, you know, leading the UK scene. Can't give enough respect for Miles Kamen. Just constantly, you know, working at his craft. And Scotty's doing the same. Two different journeys, but both just given everything they've got to wrestling. And again, like I said, in a couple of years' time, definitely going to be two of the biggest in the UK, I reckon.
Absolutely. Going to bring up that graphic again. Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot. Are we going to see a new champion on Sunday at the Parish in Huddersfield? What do you reckon, my friend?
I think it's all going to come down to if Scotty's been burning the candle at both ends. If he's been jet-setting, travelling all around Europe, fighting this week, you know, Miles Kamen might just snipe it off him. But we'll have to see.
Yeah, and Taj, I know that these two know each other very, very well. I'm sure they fought each other in the ring many, many times. So it's going to be a fantastic match between two of the very best workers on the UK scene. What do you think? I'm going to put you on the spot now. Could we possibly see a new title champion come Sunday the 17th from the Parish?
I mean, I totally agree with Angus if he's travelling so much, if he's tired, Cayman's going to take advantage of that. I can't call it. It's so difficult for me to call these matches. God, I don't know. I just know that Scotty's going to try his best, but Kamen is... He's... I don't know.
It's one of those, isn't it? It's a close-to-call match.
I can't say. They both know each other well, and if they both know each other well, are they going to use the same tactics and, you know, games against each other?
Yeah.
I know one thing for sure, guys. You're going to have to get a ticket and make sure you're there on Sunday to see and find out at the Parish in Huddersfield, because... it's going to be a very special match, that one, I'm sure of it.
Absolutely. As we start to wrap up this live preview show for the Iron Will Tournament Finals taking place this coming Sunday the 17th of March from the Parish in Huddersfield. Mike, any closing thoughts? I mean, it's a heck of a show. We've only spoken about a few matches. I know there's going to be some surprises on the day. There's going to be lots of surprises on the day. Give us any final reasons as to why we should be clicking on that link, scanning that barcode and getting your tickets today to be part of that crowd to watch history unfold on Sunday.
Well, it's always exciting to be in the Parish Huddersfield. The Yorkshire crowd always bring it. And no matter if there's 100, 200 people in that room, it's going to be an amazing one. And, you know, we all have a good laugh. Come Sunday afternoon, we're definitely going to have a new champion. The Iron Will champion will be crowned. And who knows, we might have more new champions. Exciting times to come for title wrestling. And it's going to be a very special show on Sunday. So make sure you're there. If you've not got your tickets yet, this is your chance. Pick them up now and we'll see you there on Sunday. I'll be there. Taj will be there. Jonas, we'll fly you up if you need.
Absolutely. I'll try my best. But from the owner of Tidal, Taj, any closing words? Why should we be there on Sunday the 17th to watch it all unfold?
Again, if you want to see history be made for Tidal with a new champion, or at least one of them, then you need to be at the show on Sunday. It is a family-friendly show, but at the same time, it is fun for everyone. So if you want to have a good laugh, if you just want to, you know, enjoy yourselves and not think about certain things, come and have a look, see what Tidal's about. And yeah, there's about four matches that we've mentioned. There's a few more. There's going to be loads of surprises and... Yeah. You know, the Parish is absolutely amazing. The food's great. The atmosphere's great. You know, we've got lots of great people that are there. The audience is absolutely phenomenal. Is it Sunday yet?
We can't wait. We can't wait. But just want to thank everybody that's watched this live preview show. If you're watching us on catch up on replay, thank you very much. Continue to throw this video a like and send us a comment below. Who do you think will end up the first ever, the inaugural Iron Will champion? Who do you think will close the show as the title champion, Scotty Rourke versus Miles Kamen. Who will win between Spike Trevet and Joe Blazer? There's so much going down from the parish in Huddersfield. But the final word I'm going to leave to Vusik, who sent us a promo ahead of the final of the Iron Will tournament. And Mike, Taj, it's been a pleasure doing this with you. Can't wait till the next preview show down the line. Can't wait to see you all at the parish on Sunday. But the final word goes to Vusik.
You want to see Iron Will? Well, you're looking at it. Step one, done. I took over London. March the 17th. You'll see the complete story. And believe me, you don't want to see this.